What do you do when you face adversity because of what you believe? Historically, for most Americans, this would be considered a strange question. Our Constitution guarantees freedom of religion. But for millions of Christians around the world, from the ancient past to the present day, this is a seriously pertinent question. Christian believers living under totalitarian governments or as minorities in countries where the majority religion is antagonistic to the Christian faith frequently face harassment and even outright persecution. Of course, Christians are not the only ones who experience persecution. And sadly, we have to admit that sometimes it is the Christians doing the persecution. We need to clearly communicate that this is an un-Christ-like behavior and humbly pray that all those involved would repent of this and resolve to demonstrate a Christ-like compassion to all. Nevertheless, in terms of sheer numbers, it is far more likely that someone in the world who is suffering for his or her faith is a follower of Jesus. Christian historians often refer to the first three centuries as the age of persecution. But the truth is, more Christians were martyred in the 20th century than all the other centuries combined. And even today in the 21st century, upwards of 200 million Christians face the possibility of persecution on a daily basis. The Bible makes it clear that if you cling to what is right and true, you should not be surprised if there are people who despise you. Jesus himself said to his followers, "If they persecuted me, they will persecute you." Now, it may not be open persecution in this country that you experience, but you may have to deal with things like subtle hints of unacceptability, the goody two-shoes label, or remarks about hypocrisy or judgmentalism, as well as the double standard that the world generally gives to religious types. But the real question here, is not so much, are you willing to die for what you believe, as it is, are you willing to live for what you believe? If you are serious about your faith, you're going to stick out. Christianity falls short whenever it is so wishy-washy that the wicked of this world no longer persecute it, but simply ignore it. If you want a comfortable religion, according to C.S. Lewis, don't pick Christianity. It is the most uncomfortable religion in the world. Now, the first recorded opposition in history to the Christian movement is recorded for us in Acts chapter 4. And how Peter and John handle this persecution, I believe, is instructive for any and all of us facing adversity of one kind or another for what we believe. Acts 4, verses 1 through 2a. While Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came to them much annoyed. The first lesson is this: we're better able to deal with adversity if we have a clear conscience. Of course, there are many situations where we may need help in order to tell if our consciences are indeed clear. On an examination paper, a certain professor required his students to sign a form stating that they had received no outside assistance while taking the exam. Unsure of whether he should sign the form, one student told the professor that he had prayed to God for assistance. The professor then carefully studied the student's answers and then said, "Oh, you can go ahead and sign with a clear conscience. It's clear God never helped you at all with this exam."